Hello, welcome to Calming Anxiety with me, Martin Hewlett. Before we start today, please do subscribe. If you need to reach out or ask for tips, the email address is calminganxiety@martinhewlett.co.uk. Don't forget, you can listen to all these shows at the website www.calminganxiety.net and all the back catalogues there as well. Today, we're going to deal with trying to feel more upbeat even when you're having one of your bigger dips, when even wanting to improve feels just out of reach and too much. So find that quiet spot to sit or lie down where you won't be disturbed. Headphones on if you want. And on your next out-breath, just let your eyes close and bring your attention to each and every breath. And just take this time out for yourself. No agenda, nothing to achieve. Just this moment to relax. Take stock that not every day will be rosy, that your road to improvement and happiness will have its ups and downs, and if you're having one of them today, then acknowledge it. Don't beat yourself up about it. Don't give up. Our emotions and hormones ebb and flow. They affect you just as much as me or the next person. You are allowed to have these moments. You are allowed to feel down even when your recovery has been fantastic. Acknowledge it. Don't despair. Just relax a little bit more now. Notice where each breath starts. That transition between the in and the out breath. And with every exhalation, I wonder if you could imagine complete, total relaxation. Just feel your muscles unwinding every time you breathe out. Just let all that tension go. If your mind wanders, if you start thinking about things you haven't done, tasks to do, acknowledge those thoughts, and when you're ready, bring your mind back to your breathing and the sound of my voice as you relax deeper and deeper with every passing moment. Remember, this time right now, it's just for you. Just to take stock of how you feel. Not to beat yourself up over the fact that maybe today you're having a down day. Even the most positive feel them too. Don't take note of what you see on social media. You have no idea what others are hiding behind a false smile, a careful filter. Focus on yourself and your own needs. And just let yourself drift down even further now. Relaxing, drifting, totally safe and secure, taking time just to nurture your own needs, to focus on what makes you happy, and to leave negative, harmful thoughts behind. Remember, you are unique. You are special. You deserve to be kind to yourself, to look in the mirror and smile. You have come this far. Be kind to yourself and relax even deeper now. Understand, everyone has ups and downs. You will recover, you will improve, you will experience moments of sheer happiness again. Deeper and deeper with every out-breath. Relaxed and calm, drifting down ever further. Every beat of your heart, every word I say, relaxing you more. And just for the briefest of moments, I'd like you to try and imagine more happiness, more positivity. View yourself in the coming days, weeks or months, where your mood and emotion changes, just for a moment, to show that you can. Every other out-breath, just try and imagine that moment of happiness again, and make it last longer and longer each time you try. So relaxed and so calm, learning to appreciate your true value, accepting who you are, accepting moments where you don't feel quite as good as you had hoped, but understanding that this is transient. You will feel better. You will improve. Imagine full control in the future over your emotions, over the way you react to outside influences. As every day you start to take back greater and greater control over your perceptions of the world around you, over your reactions and your emotions, and repeat on every out-breath, I am worth it. I am worth it. I am worth it. And in a moment, I will count from 1 to 5. And on the count of 5, you can open your eyes, feeling positive once more, accepting of how you felt today, understanding that things change, you will improve. 1. Take a nice deep intake of breath, filling the lungs up once more, firing off all the senses in every part of your body. 2. Imagine splashing cold spring mountain water over your face, waking you up on a beautiful day. 3. Another deep intake of breath now, more alert, more aware. 4. And 5. Eyes open. Thank you for listening, as always, to the Calming Anxiety Podcast. Please share with friends, family or colleagues if you feel this would benefit them as well. Do subscribe to our YouTube channel where we have the same content, but only for the fact it would really help me build the channel, and there I can help more people. Take care and be kind.